Paul Kelly, Dara Keen, Jack. Maybe we should just go with Jack. H-A-I-G-H?
Yes.
Jack Hay?
Haig.
Is it Haig? Very good. Right, what are you doing in Donegal? You aren't from here.
No, we're actually from Cork. So we're
very welcome. A traditional Donegal welcome. What are you doing here?
So we're doing the Wildlandic Way. So we started off in Clonakilty in County Cork on Monday morning. And we're doing the Wildlandic Way to raise awareness about Pieta House.
And what's the Too Far From Mammy? Is that that's your Twitter handle? What's the thinking behind that?
Well, I mean, myself and Paul, we were chatting on, I suppose it was it last Friday?
No, this day last week.
Yeah, and we were there kind of going, oh, you know, I wouldn't mind live tweeting the trip, just because we kind of felt that for a lot of locals anyway, because the Wild Atlantic Way is so new, that a lot of locals wouldn't really know, you know, much about the Wild Atlantic Way. Mm. So we kind of went, okay, let's think of a funny little handle. And it went through a few times before we kind of found Too Far From Mammy. And yeah, and then Evelyn picked it up and it kind of went from there, really.
He's a mummy's boys. So how are you faring on your own then?
Well, we actually...
It's not like you haven't changed your clothes.
Pretty
yeah,
I think
you need a mummy care package.
Well, we had to pack
I'm only messing, by the way. You all look great. That's I forget we're on the radio here. But it's a great adventure, though, for you, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We had the best time, really, the past week. It's just been surreal, really. Doing the kind of awareness for Pieta House just made the week so much better. We originally started as a holiday, but throughout the week we've had so much fun. Just
and it's got traction in each Larry that you've sort of been tweeting
exactly.
about, and,
yeah.
and it's all organic. I know it's a very popular word now, but it's the way this has happened for you, hasn't
pretty
it?
Much, yeah. So we were even told it's like if we had a couple of more weeks, you know, to plan this whole thing beforehand, we could have got a bit more traction. But even so, just the natural traction that it has received has been brilliant.
How are you getting from A to B then? Is it all
in a
all car?
All car.
In
right.
A car that can barely fit the three of us.
Lovely O4 Corsa.
Very, very good. And Pieta House does an amazing work. There's a lot of fundraising going on in Donegal at the moment, as I'm sure you're aware, because they're looking for a house based up here. A lot of people are using the services, but they're sort of from a distance. Yeah. And, you know, we have to take a bit of control about mental health issues. It's, you know, it's nice to see three young fellas because that's where a lot of people are affected by it.
Yeah, I think in our generation it's been... I think more clear that people are being affected more. We're not really afraid to talk about it anymore, and it needs to be kind of there needs to be more awareness about mental health issues in Ireland. It's a massive problem. Like I think it's very close to our hearts. I lost a friend a few years ago. I know a lot of people affected by mental health, and we've always kind of been we've all been advocates of mental health. And
you three guys, good mates, if one of you feels down a bit or something's going on, you can say it to each other.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the problem is that, you know, not everybody has that luxury that people, even if they have friends maybe, they don't feel they can say something to them.
Yeah.
And we know the importance of simply getting enough, vocalising it can be a big step to making sure that you get better, because mental health is the exact same as physical health. You have to nurse yourself back to health.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But just even touching on what you were saying, that a lot of people wouldn't have the friend to turn to or whatnot, but that's exactly why Pieta House are there as well. They will listen to you, they will talk to you about it. They offer 15 free sessions with them, which if you just think about that, that nearly costs €1,000. And they're putting you through that for free. They'll offer family support again for free. It's a fantastic service, and it's definitely what we think is a worthy cause to try and raise awareness for.
100%.
Yeah. Even we were in a Pieta House down in Tralee on a Tuesday morning, and they showed us around the house, and it literally is like going to someone's house. You feel completely at ease going in. They give you a cup of tea, a cup of coffee as you're going in, and it's completely confidential as well. I have to kind of stress that as well, and all the therapists are
they're
qualified
contracted
therapists, and it's we were shown around the therapy rooms as well, and just comfy seats, same level, just no, it's not very it's not clinical at all.
Yeah,
it's very safe and comfortable.
It's a homely environment.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so you started in Cork, or so you're pretty much. coming close to the end of this little adventure. Yeah, this huge adventure.
Yeah, this is the last day. Yeah, we're going to go up to Malin Head now. Lovely. And come back down through Inishowen and finish up. Which is going to be a bit sad, really, but we don't know what to do with ourselves.
What is next?
College.
College, yeah. I was thinking that.
Back on Monday.
Yeah, back to Grindstone.
So how are people supporting you then? Because, as you say, it's about raising awareness, it's about raising money for Pietà House, and how are people doing that?
Well, we've decided not to really raise any money, just... I think awareness needs to be a bigger issue.
100%.
Like, the Twitter really took off. We got an article in loving.ie.
Brilliant.
On a Thursday evening. Yeah. And that just picked up completely. Mm. We doubled our followers overnight. We were getting tweets from Irish Food Guide. And just, we've got two other offers of radio stations back home in Cork.
Brilliant.
For next week. An article in Donegal Democrat, Donegal Daily. Just... absolutely fantastic support from everyone. Yeah. And we got a great welcome in Donegal Town yesterday, actually.
Welcome for us.
I was going to say, there's some cheeky smiles going on here. What happened there?
Well, we went into the Abbey Hotel coffee house and we were told to mention Michelle to Mary in there.
Yeah.
And then we got free coffees, went down to the tourist office.
Brilliant.
And Michelle McCauley there sent us down there to the girls. And
shout out to them, down to the girls at the tourist office. They called down straight away, papered a whole lot.
Yeah, made us feel right at home and just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, and you know, the awareness is great and normalising it. And when I think you understand what I mean by that, in that, you know, if you walked in here with a broken leg, I'd ask you how your leg is.
Exactly.
So if you walked here not feeling or looking too great, you should ask how you are too. And for it not to be a rhetorical question necessarily. Listen, thanks so much for calling in. Safe and onward journey to Malin. I hear the sun's going to be splitting the rocks.
Can we, just before we leave, can we give a huge thank you as well to Evelyn McCarthy? Mm-hmm. She's been so good to us. She picked us up right from the early days. She just spotted the whole Mammy handle and said, guys, you're on to something here.
Good.
And she just really helped us the whole way through our journey. So I just want to give a huge thanks to Evelyn McCarthy.
Her handle, I think, is
Evelyn
McMarketing. So
you'll find her there if you search that.
Yeah.
Guys, thanks. Did you enjoy the Wild Atlantic Way aspect of it too?
Yeah.
Would you recommend that?
We've been living here for years and we'd never have seen or heard of some of the places we've been to, and it's so beautiful.
I think we just to get the memento of the journey, we all actually got tattoos the Atlantic Way logo.
Yeah.
So
where are they?
I've got one on my arm, but
mine's on my chest.
very good. Now you're gonna have to spend the rest of your life explaining why you've got a rasher of bacon tattooed.
Well, I do love bacon.
Listen, it's a nice thing, that actually, and it's something to share forever.
I think we might actually be the first people to get the logo.
I would say you're certainly the first trio that would have come. thanks so much, Jack Haig, Dara Keane, Paul Kelly, great crack, great lads, and thanks so much for calling in.